Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report for this Friday, October 25th, 2013. I am your co-host, Joe Hagman, along with my father, Doug Hagman, who will be joining us about a half hour.
Now, moving on, I want to share a vision that I had, and this one occurred pretty recent, and I don't usually have visions. Usually, when I have glimpses, they happen when I'm dreaming. I don't have visions where it seems like you can see something in front of your eyes. Well, that happened a few weeks ago. That's very rare, but it happened, and this is what I saw. It happened pretty quick, and it involved an area of the world that was not the United States. It happened in Paris, France. And Joe and Doug, I want to say this for the record. Let this be recorded. Let's chronicle this. Let's say that on October the 26th, Nathan Liao came on Hagman and Hagman and shared something. Because if we start seeing it happen, that's going to show that the spiritual gifts are not fake. They're real. Now, I'm not saying when this is going to happen. I'm just telling you this is what I saw. In front of me, I saw the Eiffel Tower. I was about maybe 5 miles away from it. And in all directions around the Eiffel Tower, I was looking at Paris, France, there were flames burning throughout the city. It wasn't one giant flame. It was a lot of small ones, and it appeared to be the type of flames that you would see during an uprising where you have pockets of different individuals setting fires to buildings. So there were riots happening in Paris. Paris was burning. So that's number one. And then suddenly I saw a French soldier enter my field of vision, and he was just standing there. He was looking very perplexed and confused, and then there was another French soldier behind him. But the one in front that was nearest to me, as I was looking at him, I suddenly saw his head get chopped off. But the sword that did it was the Muslim scimitar. It was a Muslim sword that chopped off his head. And then he fell to the ground, and then I watched the soldier behind him get beheaded by the Muslim sword. And as I was looking at this, it was like, wow, France is going to have Muslims beheading soldiers? What would cause that? And as I was summarizing the vision, then it was over. And then I sat, and by the way, I happened to be in my waking hours before I woke up totally out of bed. I laid there for a while, and I was praying to God. I said, God, what in the world? Why would Muslims attack soldiers in France? And is this going to be some kind of jihadist uprising or what? I have no idea, Joe and Doug, but that's what I saw. So I want it to be for the record that I stated this on your program. If we start seeing a Muslim uprising happen in France and we start seeing violence occur to where we see this happening, this is going to confirm what I just shared with you. But I fully believe that I believe this thing's going to happen. I do not have a date, but I do see that this is going to be a part of the chain of events of the coming war and the implosion that's coming to America. Now, Doug, do you have any insight on why something like that would happen? Because I don't, so I'm flying blind on the reason behind that.
I think Nathan and folks, I think what we're seeing is the Islamization of Europe, and in particular France, the laws there. France, if you look at what's taking place, under the guise of tolerance, you've got the Muslims changing the laws in Europe, and again in particular France. You've got the demographics that are just stomping the French people. So certainly, what you're saying is not out of the realm of possibility, or even I would even expect this to happen someday. Let me be so bold as to say that. So, just look at what's going on. I mean, Nathan, it's the entirety of Europe. It's the Islamization of Europe, all of Europe, but France in particular, yes.